Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever podcast vibey video on the channel. I am hoping to bring this to Apple Podcasts. I'm going to keep the name a little bit of a secret, but if you know, you know. I have always kind of wanted to do this, so why not just start now? You know what I mean? But to get to the topic of today, podcast 001 episode titled The Best Part About the Adventure is the In-Between. Now, what I kind of mean by that is this game right here is called Legend of Dragoon. If you've never played it, came out in 1999. I was six when it came out. I didn't play it at first. I can't even recall when I played it for the first time, but I know that when I did play it, something special happened. Now, this is the physical that I've had since I bought it, and I've carried it with me through life, and it's a special game, man. It's really special. Now, the premise of the game is pretty straightforward. It's good versus evil. It's a band of people come together, with a common goal, and they fight the big bad. There's plot twists. The function of the game is you follow a main character, or the main character, called Dart. He is on this long journey to find what is called the Black Monster. I won't go too in-depth. If you can ever get a chance to play it, I highly recommend that you do. It's a great game. But it's, in my opinion, a cult classic. It's one of my favorite games. And the reason why I bring this up is because even though it's one of my favorite games, I've never beaten it. Now, I have started it. I obviously played it on the PlayStation 1. And then I played it on my PS Vita. And I'm replaying it right now on the PS5, but when I played it on the PS Vita, or pardon me, on the PlayStation 1, I never got past a certain part. I think I was just too young, didn't understand the mechanics, probably just didn't grind. And when I played it on the Vita, I got to the end. I got to the final boss, and I was like, holy cow, here it is. I'm going to beat the game. And I just couldn't beat him. I couldn't beat the final boss. I couldn't do it. So I sat there and I contemplated giving up or restarting, because I was like, well, I have no other choice. I think my team is too low. Maybe I'll just restart. So I did. I restarted the game on, I believe, is save file 2. And when I did that, something clicked in my brain. And I said, holy cow, the journey from A to B is my favorite part about this game. So in save file 2, as months progressed, I got to the same part I was at. I got to the final boss. I didn't enter the room or the cutscene, but I got to the last save before the final boss. And I restarted the game again. And I was like, oh my god, I love the in-between of this game. Now, what that basically means is from the start to finish, everything in between infatuates me. And I love it. And I've never beaten this game. Now that I'm 31, I've never beaten this game. Because I almost want that memory, that core feeling of fun, excitement for like the first time. The child in me is still holding on to that feeling and to that playthrough, thus me never completing the game. And I just started the game about 3 nights ago. And I told myself that I think being 31, I think it's time to end this arc that I've been going on. And I think it's time to kind of maybe put an end to that feeling. I don't think I'll ever put an end to that feeling. I think that feeling can be manufactured in many things. Like, for example, when I played Persona 5, the Royale Edition, same thing. Like, I beat the game, but there was that sense again of just the in-between was so fun. But I digress. With Legend of Dragoon, I do think it is time that I end this lifelong, what has felt like a lifelong kind of adventure. And I think it's time I beat the game, because at this point, I kind of want to see it through. I kind of want to roll credits on this game and just kind of see what that looks like. Because, like, I've never YouTubed it, never Googled it, because I didn't want to know. I didn't want this to end. I was holding on to this feeling forever. And I think it's time. I do think it's time. And I guess I could correlate that feeling to life itself. You know, I feel like every day is from the minute I wake up, from the minute I go to sleep. Every day in between is an adventure. I don't know what experience I'm gonna get. I don't know what new items I'm gonna get. I don't know what new people I'm gonna meet. I don't know what adventure I'm gonna go on. So I think that there's a special feeling about, let's say, for example, if you have a book or a movie and the beginning doesn't excite you, or the ending is like, oh, that was a little bit lackluster, but you are locked in the middle of the book or the movie, or if you have a special game as well, there's a certain section of that thing that you kind of always go back to. Like, I always, once a year, I'll play The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Just, I'll sit down, turn on my Switch, and I'll just play it. I'll play it until I've been like, okay, I've gotten my fix. And again, I think it's just chasing that, excuse me, I think it's chasing the feeling of maybe being a kid again, the in-between adventure, and or something else that I just may not have figured out yet. But I just love this game so much, and I swear if Sony ever gave it like the Final Fantasy VII remake, I would be over the moon, and I would pay a pretty penny just to play it again. But there's something really special about this game that I still, being 31, I still haven't figured out what that is or what that feeling is called. And maybe if you've experienced it yourself or have a said feeling as well, leave a comment on the YouTube video. But yeah, man, I don't know. And like, even starting it up again, I was just like all giddy. I was like, oh my God, this is, I can't wait. And it's a 4-disc game, so it's a long game. It's a very long game. And yeah, it's so infatuating in the sense of the OST is just so good. It is so good. There are some times where I throw on the OST and I'll sit here and I'll just listen to it on repeat, and I'll be playing games or working on stuff in my office, and it is just so good. And again, this game means a lot to me. It probably means a lot to other people. I haven't met you, but I'm sure there's a ton of people out there that this game is one of their favorite games. And it's every game I've ever played in my entire life, PS1 to 5, GameCube, Xbox, everything in between, this game is my number one favorite game of all time, period. Put a dot and check mark. It is just, I could sit here and rant about it forever, but I'm not going to, because I want to go play it now. I'm just thinking about it, I'm just like, I want to end this and just rip a long gaming session, you know what I mean? But anyways, guys and girls, that's number one in the books. Not a long one, but I'm still testing all this out. Nervous to kind of throw it on Apple Podcasts and get it going, but I really want to. I love sitting down talking. I might do this once a week, I don't know yet, but if you have made it this far into the video, give it a like, give it a comment. If this is your favorite game, let me know. I would love to hear about it. And while you're down there, hit the subscribe button as well on Apple Podcasts. Give it a good rating. I think it helps. I'm not too sure. I'm sure I'll know more, but as time goes on, I'll know more. But for now, just give it a good rating if you agree. But guys, girls, that's all for right now. And as always, I'll catch you in the next one. Shalater.